There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Bonus pod.
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
Oh, hello, everybody. It is your host, Stretch. I must admit, I have sinned against you, more sinned against my diet. After the donut talk show, I had a donut the next day, and it was a DK's donut, and it was delicious, and I blame God. It's God's fault. Here's what happened. I had to go to church on Sunday, as I always do. And after church, we hung around and we're talking to one of the sisters. And they had DK's donuts. It was like meant to be. I just talked about donuts and I mentioned that DK's is my favorite of all donut stores that I personally go to. And my church had them. And they were free if you were a part of the congregation in the socialization room afterwards. So I socialized with my fellow Catholics and had myself a donut. And it was delicious. 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 I loved it. I just got to get, and then I got back on the train and now I'm going back on the keto. Ah, boy, I am not eating healthy, but I'm not gaining weight. I also haven't lost weight this week. This is the first week I've had where I gained nothing, lost nothing, just plateaued. And probably a tie to that of me not gaining or not losing any weight is I've had to reduce my walking because I'm a fat F, because I am a fat F, and my left knee has been super tender, super sore, just walking, not running, just walking. That's how old and how fat I am that I possibly have injured myself walking. But I was walking a lot. I was doing a lot of walking. I've been getting in tons of steps, and I was walking 5-7 days a week. In there, no less than 5, and obviously no more than 7, but there were days like on the weekends where I would walk twice in a day. So I was getting in a lot of walking, and now I have slowed that down. I did not walk last night because my knee hurt, and tonight it hurts even more, and I'm not going to walk tonight. And Friday night is my walk ice night. I'll be in Downey hanging out with my homie Iceberg, and I'm going to walk there. So that's that. I have stories to get into, and they are interesting. Let's start with my favorite nerd story, and I want to tell you something. I hear, you know, I'm a conspiracy theory nutjob on a lot of things, and there are conspiracy theories out there that there is AI, and it is being ran by the government, and they are feeding what it can say and what it can't say. And there's some things that AI can't say. And I can tell you this, AI has grown leaps and bounds in the last 4 months. Not only a year, like from where it was 4 months ago to where it is now, there's a big change. I use it a lot. I use it for a lot, especially with the radio station. We use... Like, you can just ask it, hey, will you write a commercial for Ford trucks, 1 minute long, and it'll just write it for you. It's freaking great. And it really helps when you're short-staffed and you don't have the support crew that you need. AI is really, really helpful. So we are doing that. We can also have it, you know, write stuff like, hey, we need to talk about motocross. Will you write? And it'll write it out. So it's pretty awesome. And we have been using it a lot. But I just went on and I wanted to talk about, because I'm a UFO nerd herd, and I wanted to talk about this new thing that Avi Loeb has found. Avi Loeb is a Harvard scientist, a real legitimate scientist who discovered something a few years ago that he described as an interstellar object, meaning it had come from outside of our solar system. And they could tell by the way it came in, it was really big. And then typically when things come in like that, they're a big rock or something like that. And then they get sucked into the gravitational pull of the sun, and they end up doing what all the planets and moons and even asteroids and comets do. They kind of get into an orbit, and they start following an orbit. It's how gravity works. And this one, they thought maybe that was going to do that, and then the sucker changed directions and left our solar system. So he was like, he described that as an extraterrestrial object under intelligent control. And it was massive, like massive, like a flying city that was that big. It was huge. So that was kind of cool. Well, he found another one. And this one's even more interesting. And I saw an interview with him, and I watched the interview. And he talks about this thing and how it kind of slid in from outside the solar system, and it came in, and he said it's hiding behind the sun. It's between Earth and sun now, and it's like it's trying to sneak up on the Earth is how he described the way that it's acting, this thing. And he says we won't be able to see it until October. So I saw an interview with him, and I was like, that's really cool. I got to pull up the article to talk about it. And you know, now when you Google anything, it automatically runs it into AI. Well, and I didn't know the name of it. It's got a name because he found it, and it's always like, it's called 31 Atlas is what this object is. And they find it, but I didn't remember that was the name. I'm looking at the article now. And AI said, I said, interstellar object heading towards Earth. And it said, there are no known interstellar objects heading towards Earth. Da-da-da. There's an internet rumor that is completely unconfirmed about something. And I'm like, yeah, that's the one I want. And then I went back and just Googled the 31 Atlas once I had the name for it. And voila, I found the article with the Harvard physicist, Avi Loeb. And he says it is definitely not a comet, but instead possibly an alien probe that could destroy the Earth. That's what he says. And this is New York Post, not quite the National Enquirer. So he's pointing to an apparent signs that 31 Atlas, the object discovered in early July, and they just found this, so last month, is monitoring past Earth, which NASA officials have deemed a simple, though aberrational comet. And it's huge. Just so you know, size-wise, this thing is three times the size of the comet that struck Earth and it, like, made the dinosaurs go extinct, brought on the last ice age. They say usually for comets, you see a tail coming behind it, but it doesn't have that. And it also has a glow in front of it, which is weird, something they've never seen. And comets don't glow in the front. So they don't know what this thing is. And the fact that this guy is a Harvard physicist who knows what the hell he's doing makes you think. I'm interested in what he has to say. He's saying it may have come to save us or destroy us. We don't know. But we better be ready for both options. Now, the UFO community has flipped out, and people have said out of their minds that there is going to be a false flag narrative to advance. This is super, super tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, just letting you know. But I listen to a lot of UFO podcasts and things like that. And they have been saying for a while, and it's funny, this was just discovered in early July, so the guys must have heard about it. And they said there was a thing in 2027 that was going to be a false flag deal, that there was an alien invasion coming and it would bring on the New World Order because people would have to get together. You think about it, if we were getting attacked by aliens, no country could stand alone. It would be us, Russia, China. Everyone that doesn't get along would suddenly get along to save our planet and to protect. Because, you know, if they came and took, you know, Mexico, well, then they're going to come and take the United States next. We would all have to get together. And they're saying that they're going to use this as a false flag initiative to bring that on. And he then went on and talked about the flight path and how bizarre it is. But a lot of people are saying that the powers that be that truly run the world, not the politicians, are going to make this into it's here to harm us, and then everyone's going to have to get together. They say it lies in the plane of the orbits of the planets around the sun to within 5 degrees. It will arrive closest to the sun when the Earth is on the opposite side. We won't be able to observe it, but that's the perfect time for it to maneuver. Loeb suggested that the pathway is ideal for observing and measuring the motion of the sphere in our solar system. So this object will come close to the sun on Halloween. That's interesting. And the intervening time will provide the best opportunity to get any information we can on the object. But right now, the way it's coming in, we can't see it. It's hiding behind the sun. We will have a better assessment of this probability within a month or two. And they say it gets brighter and easier to observe as it approaches the sun. And there you go. So they are calling for increased vigilant observation of this object out in space that they don't know what it is. And he is asking NASA to extend the Juno mission to study interstellar objects. And we'll see if he gets it. It's pretty cool. And this guy's done some really neat stuff in that world. And he's doing it from strictly from the academia level. He's not a UFO nut. He's just a guy that's like, hey, this is possible, and there's, do the math, we're most likely not alone in this solar system. And I don't know, I just love that story. But I found that article very easily after the AI, when I Google searched it initially, when I clicked on the AI and it said, there's no such thing, there's no credible, no one's backed it up, and here's this guy, the most credible source on this topic, blatantly telling us what it could be, what he thinks it is, where it is, what, you know, and it was weird that AI denied that that article existed when I found it in a mainstream newspaper. So, trust no one. That's what I say. All right, let's get into this. This is a cool story about dieting because so many of us diet, and I'm a big believer in saying that macros, it's just a number. And if you play the numbers right, you'll lose weight. And that is true. But this article coming out of the UK is, to me, very interesting and something to think about if you're going to go onto a diet. So they took two groups of people that wanted to lose weight and they set up their diet plan and they told them, basically, they got matching diets. So they were given food with vegetables and they were given their amount they could eat. And they were said, eat as much as you want, but, you know, we're trying to get healthy. And they gave them, you know, fat, saturated fat, protein, carbohydrates, salt, fiber, the recommended intakes of what they should do, fruits and vegetables. They were given all of that. But one group only got whole natural foods. And the other group in their mix also got processed foods. And they determined after 8 weeks on each diet that both of the groups lost weight. And they were both eating within the recommended caloric intake and everything was fine. But the group that ate the whole natural foods lost more weight than the people that ate the processed foods. That's something. And processed foods are bad. There's nothing good about processed foods. Every really smart person that knows anything about eating can tell you when you go to the grocery store, you go around the edges, get your food, and don't touch anything in the middle, and you'll be fine. Because what's on the edges? That's your meat section. So you got your meat, your poultry, your dairy, your eggs, your cheese. And to be honest, you could do without that. I'm super honest, even though I eat a ton of it, you could do without that. And then you got your fruits and your vegetables. And then usually there's some breads out there. And I know you can do without breads because I have for some time now. But pretty interesting. They all had the same basic diet, only some had access to processed foods and some did not. They say these changes corresponded to an estimated calorie deficit of 290 calories per day compared to 120 calories per day on the ultra processed food diet. But it doesn't matter. Processed foods are bad. And I know they're delicious. They're delicious. They really are. There's nothing better than a bag of Doritos or something like that. But there is so much shit in that. So much shit in that. It is so unhealthy and so bad for you. So, even being on a diet, you can lose weight eating bad food. And I've preached that here before when I was talking about, you know, it was all about a number. It's all a number. It's your macros. So if you eat this much protein, this much carbs, this much, and just map it out and you follow that, you could say, all right, I'm going to eat donuts only and hit my macros today. Well, once you hit your macros, you stopped eating. Not healthy, but you could still lose weight, which is cool because you don't really deny yourself. That's what I like about that philosophy. If you're like, all right, if I just had this much protein, I can only have this many calories per day. And if you want to eat it all doing McDonald's, so be it. God, there was a challenge, speaking of McDonald's, that I saw today. Mr. Beast offered it. And it was, he'd give you $1 million if you could eat $1,000 worth of McDonald's in 36 hours. And I'm like, I could take a run at that because I bet you I could do it. But the thing is, the most expensive thing at McDonald's is, I think, the double quarter pounder. And it's close to $10. But even if you ate, you have to eat a lot of those freaking $10 bastards. 10 of them's 100. So you couldn't eat 100 of them in 36 hours. You couldn't eat, I guess, if you could. But I'm like, man, that's a challenge I was doing the math on. I'm like, what could I do? I might want to try that. But imagine if you failed and you didn't get the $1 million and you ate like $900 worth of McDonald's and then you just died. You died from like heart attack or high blood pressure or something awful. Diabetes. Totally possible. All right, then one more good news story. I'm full of good news on this Bonus Pod Friday. Man, what's up with me? It's not like me to be Mr. Good News, Mr. Happy. But it's Friday, and I got no F's to give on a Friday. I'm going to go, and I'm going to sleep it off. Here we go. This fruit has over 1,600 compounds in it that boost brain, heart, and gut health. 1,600 compounds. Eating this fresh fruit, and it's good for your heart, good for your brain, good for your skin, good for your gut health. What fruit do you think that is? If you said grapes, ding, 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 you win. You win. It's grapes. The new article suggests that the concept of superfoods that make a case that fresh grapes have earned what should be a prominent position in the superfood family. And they were doing it on a cancer research, and they discovered, wow, grapes do a lot of really good stuff that does make it under the criteria of a superfood just for all the stuff it has. 1,600 compounds, including antioxidants and all these other wonderful things that a whole grape gives you. You got to eat the whole grape. It's not just grape juice, and no winos. It's not wine. Eating some grapes. So have some grapes and be healthy. I like that. I don't have any more stories. I have no more nothing. You know why? Did I mention it's Friday and I don't give an F? I don't give an F about a Friday. I'm going to go wander off to sleep or something. That's what I'm going to do. I am getting ready to join my beloved dog Iceberg on this fine Friday after I get off of work. I'm also going to get a haircut. I'm going to Billy Idol my hair. I colored my hair the other day. I got tired of it being gray. But my hair is blonde. It's naturally blonde. And the top was blonde and the sides were gray. And I got tired of all the gray, so I put color in it the other day and it turned the whole thing kind of an orangish tint. I am not digging this color. So I'm going to get it cut, which I was going to do anyways, tomorrow. And then on Saturday, I'm going to go Billy Idol. I'm going to blonde it out. So I'm going to have short, very blonde hair as of the next podcast. That's my new look. I'm just keeping it sexy. It's hard. It's hard being a plus-size supermodel where you've got to be sexy all the time. You know, you just can't, you can't let the sexy down. That's tough. That's a tough life. But I accept that because, like, Miss Sweeney, I have good genes. It's not easy being fat and sexy. That's hard. That's hard. It's a lot of pressure. But I'm going to do it. And I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Man. You know what's so funny? I noticed someone the other day, and they're working out and being on a diet or whatever, and this is the world we live in now. I was like, and it's a, I only work, seems like females. I think there's like three dudes in my whole office. And I wanted to say, oh, wow, you look really great. But I didn't because I'm old. I'm an old creepy man. I'd be an old creepy guy. And I'm like, no, but you looked like, I stopped myself from giving someone a compliment because I didn't want to be the old creepy guy. And I'm like, that's an HR nightmare. Like, you can't say anything. It's awful. You should be able to tell someone, wow, you look really good. Like, keep it up. Stay on your diet or keep working out or whatever. But you can't. That's awful. That was sad. But yeah, I stopped myself. Which also shows maturity on my part because I'm super mature besides being a plus size supermodel. And I can control myself. The fact that there's a person at my work that I haven't punched in the face shows insane control that young Stretch did not have. I did not have this control a long time. I also wasn't a super Christian trying really hard to be a better human being. I was never doing that in my early life either. So maybe that is it. Maybe it's God's fault on this one too, that I'm being better. I'll take it. But time for me to get the F on out of here. And you guys go have a great weekend. Don't get too freaking hot. It is balls ass hot out there. Summer's going to go out on like a lion on us. Isn't it sad that we've hit the hottest days of summer and school starts this week? Or, I'm sorry, next week. So here we go. Back to school. Boom. Summer's finally here with the weather. That's some BS, kids. I feel bad for kids because we didn't go back to school till after Labor Day ever. And now these kids are going back second week of freaking August every year. That's some BS. They get more time off than we did, but I liked staying home from June till September. It was nice. Summer was the greatest thing. God, I remember those days when it would be the last day of school and you'd be like, man, it is summer and I don't give an F. I'm going to stay home, smoke weed, and play video games. This is going to be great. Yeah, not no more. Vacations are over. I lost my vacations my sophomore year. I started working and I've never stopped. Good times. Good times. All right, I'm getting out of here. Have a great weekend. I will talk to you again on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Elsie's.